Indeed, Lord, mercy rewrote our lives. It is because of Calvary. That is why we can enjoy the things we are enjoying today. And Father, there is only one thing that you were looking to accomplish, to bring a perfect masterpiece again. And Father, we are grateful that tonight, if you look down from heaven, you have made a tremendous achievement. Father, we thank you, Jesus Christ. Lord, we are surrendering completely to our husband's word. We are expecting you to speak to us. We are here because we want to feed on the word of God. Father, come and bless our souls, that we will go with wonderful testimonies. We will go with lighter yoke, which is the yoke of the Holy Ghost. We are expecting you. Bless all fellowship this hour. May you manifest yourself among your bride. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall bound. Shall run and not be weary. They shall walk, not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. To get that is virtue, patience. Wait until his own time. And behold, this is the time of the transformation of the bride. For the bride tree has been resurrected, and it is bearing fruits. Thank the Lord for this time. As you are standing, I want you to turn with me. Book of John, chapter 6, verse 24.
John chapter 6, verse 24, kushika pa 28.
When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and they came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus.
Zvino vanhu vazhinji vakati vaona kuti Jesu haapo namadzidzi vake, vakapinda vomene mugwa muduku vakasvika Capernaum vachitsvaka Jesu.
And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when cometh thou hither?
Zvino vakati vamuwana mhiri kwegungwa vakati kwaari Rabbi ko mavuya pano riniko?
Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
Jesu wakavapindura vakati, zvirokwazvo, zvirokwazvo, ndinoti kwamuri, hamunditsvaki nokuti makaona zviratidzo, asi nokuti makadya zvingwa mukaguta.
Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed.
Zvino musabatira zvokudya zvinopera, asi zvokudya zvinogara kuupenyu husingaperi, izvo zvamuchapuwa nomwanakomana womunhu, nokuti Baba Mwari vakaisa chisimbiso kwaari.
Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God?
Zvino vakati kwaari, tichaitiko kuti tibate mabasa aMwari?
Then Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent.
Jesu wakapindura akati kwavari, Basa raMwari ndiro iroro kuti mutende kuna iye waakatuma.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Ishe varopafadze kuverenga kweshoko ravo.
You can take your seats.
Mungawana henyu zvigaro.
We thank the Lord to be in his presence.
Isu tinotenda Mwari kuva tiri muupo hwavo.
I spoke to my friend that God willing, maybe probably next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, thereabout, I have to go back home.
Ni ndataura neshamwari yangu ndikati zvinhu zvikafamba zvakanaka musi wechipiri kana musi wechitatu ndinofanira kudzokera kumusha.
So then I have to just at least meet my people and say farewell to you.
Saka ndinofanira kuti ndisangana nevanhu vangu ndivati bye-bye.
Oh, my friend said, that's okay. If you can speak to you, the bride went on Friday.
Saka shamwari yangu yakati iwe unogona kutaura nemwenga nemusi wechishanu.
So I thank my friend for that opportunity to speak to you. So God willing, maybe next week I'll go back home. I appreciate every one of you. And I know we are getting very close at home. And one of these days we will just make our last step. And we will be like Enoch.
Isu togo sova sa Enoch.
May the Lord bless each one of you.
I
thank the Lord for bringing Sister Gaba safely. I thank the Lord also for just bringing my fellow ministers here. Wednesday we really enjoy ourselves. Because the prophet said,
thinking man's filter.
He said, it is not me preaching. He said, I can still be in heaven if I sit in the congregation and listen to the anointed preach.
Alright, hanzi nyaya yacho haisi yekuti inini ndinofanira kuparidza, asi ndinogona kugara muungano ndigofara ndichinzwa mumwe munhu akazodzwa achiparidza.
So it is not necessary you being behind the desk preaching.
Saka nyaya yacho haifani kunge ingori kuti iwewe ndiwori kuparidza.
But to hear the anointed preach.
Asi kunzwa vazodziwa vachiparidza.
Because this place is for the anointed.
Nekuti nzvimbo ino ndeye vakazodzwa.
And the anointed is Christ. So this is the place that Christ always make love affair with the wife.
Zvino ino ndiyo nzvimbo kuti Kristu anoratidza rudo nomudzimai wake.
So if any man comes here,
nyangwe murume akauya pano,
then he must really come here that Christ will be presented to the people.
Anofana kuya ine chinangwa chekuti Kristu agoratidzwa kuvanhu.
So I believe you have prayed for me.
Don't you
see me quoting the prophet?
It is not
because I want to say I know the message, no. Not that. But the message has become part of me. So really, when I preach, I don't quote the prophet, I feel something is missing. So forgive me if I be quoting the prophet, I'm not just quoting because I know the message.
So
you pardon me for that.
Just
a short testimony.
Please,
if one is desperate to see God,
you surely
see God.
Most
of the time, we don't attach desperation to our approach.
When I was
first coming into this message,
I have
already got a message through a man that called himself Eighth Messenger.
He has a
temple in Phoenix, that is Arizona in America.
Arizona, America, Phoenix.
They are called Frisbee, near Frisbee. They call themselves Brethren. So when I got back, I got the message in Nigeria. That time I was working in Nigeria. So when I got back home, I raised a church in the village by preaching the Eighth Messenger.
But
being an evangelist, I went out to evangelize.
That was 1985.
So I met some students in a polytechnic school.
Polytech.
So I was talking to them about this message.
But
I was just emphasizing on the Eighth Messenger.
That
Brother Branham did not finish, but somebody is to continue as Joshua.
Brother Branham, Joshua.
So when I mentioned Brother Branham and Joshua,
those
students, they say, you believe the message of Brother Branham?
Then they said there
are some believers here just opposite the road. There are some believers fellowshipping this place.
So you sure the message
is here in Ghana?
They said they
fellowship this Wednesdays and Fridays.
Wednesdays, Friday.
So I made it one Wednesday to just meet the brethren in that place.
The
service, the pastor took me home.
So in the morning
we just wake up and we started to open the scripture.
There was
such a can, very serious, that is argument.
That
no, there might be a Joshua, that was all what I know.
Because I've
never read the prophet message during the 1980 to 1985.
So the
pastor was patient with me.
Although
there was another pastor there that called me a devil, he called me whatever he could call me.
Sometimes
we are not patient with people. If somebody is defending what he knows, sometimes you must be very patient with that person. Because
he
is very sincere.
The
prophet said when he went to India, he found the people very sincere. So the pastor said, no, this you can read. Take the books of the prophet and go and read it for yourselves.
So when
he gave me the seven churches, the seals and all the other important one for beginner. Then I went to my village. I have a cave, a rock, that is where we were fellowshipping in the bush.
Zvino ini ndakadzokera kumusha kwanga kune bako kwataisko yanana tiriko kumusha ikoko.
When I started the ministry, I was staying in the bush.
Ini pandakatanga shumiro ndaigara musango.
So the people will walk from the village, they come and join me, preach for them, and they will go home, but I will stay in the bush.
Maybe
early in the morning, 4 o'clock, I will go to the village, I preach, before maybe 5:30 to 6, they say, the man came this morning, then I am back to my rock again.
Zvino ndaimuka rungwanani tikunoparidza kumusha kuya 5:30, 5 o'clock todzoka vanhu voti muparidza auya nhasi.
So I went with the books and locked myself in the rock.
Zvino ini ndakaenda nemabhuku aya ndikazvipfidigira mubako.
Then I said, Lord,
ndikati Ishe,
I'm declaring myself 7 days dry fast here.
Ini ndakuzvipa 7 days zvisina mvura kana chikafu.
Eat nothing, I'll drink nothing. Until you reveal the truth to me. Else I'm not going out from this rock. Brethren, when you are desperate, and when you are sincere, God will reveal himself to you. So I was just in the fast, I was praying, reading the books.
So
on the 5th day, I got a dream, and in the dream, I found myself with Brother Branham driving a car.
Zvino muchiroto ichi ndakaona ndina Brother Branham chichaira motokari.
I've never seen his picture before.
Ini ndanga ndisandaboona mufananidzo wavo kumashure.
And he was in the front seat driving.
Ivo vanga vari vakagara kumberi vachichaira.
And I was just at the passenger side with him.
Ini ndakagara parutivi.
And the car he was driving was completely skeleton. It was just only the chassis, the engine open, no roof, nothing. Skeleton.
Zvino motikari yavaityaira iyi yanga isina denga, isina yanga yangangoitonge chideme.
But down in my heart, something told me that is the prophet.
Asi chimwe chinhu mumwoyo wangu chakanditi uyu ndiye muprofita.
So I just called him prophet.
Saka ndakavadana ndikati
prophet. Why are you driving a car that is not complete?
Ko imi seiye muri kutyaira deme remotokari?
So he just turned, look at me.
Wakangotendeuka ndokunditarisa.
Yes, this. Exactly his way, said, this is the first face. This is the first face.
Alright.
I will send this car again to the automobile and it will be complete and I will drive a complete car.
So we drove
and it vanished, the vision, the dream
vanished.
So the second dream came.
I
received a book from US. And at the back of the book was written the title of the book, Who is Who?
And the title,
and like the pictures of the portraits, teachers just at the back.
But
I've never seen the seven churches that is mentioned. Yes, I've never seen it. So the title, I was just wondering, who is who?
Who is who?
So I couldn't open the book. I was only wondering about the title. So, a woman appeared in the dream. If I've ever seen Jezebel, that was the day I saw her. The finger as tall as something, painted lips, painted eyes, everything, transparent, red, everything you can talk about Jezebel.
So he
said, do you understand the book? He asked
me. Look
at her. How could this woman talk to me?
He said,
no, I'm here to help you because it looked like you don't understand the book.
I said, truly,
I need somebody to help me
indeed. But
looking at you, I'm somehow scared.
I said, no, I
can help you.
I said,
then, you are welcome, I need a help.
Alright,
so he emphasized that the message you want to drop, that aid messenger, he is the who.
I said, where are
you coming from?
So he
said, I am of the Frisbee sect, FECT. That's what he told me. He is of that church that I want to drop. He is of that sect.
He did not even say church.
He did not even say church.
Then I shouted,
you are
a devil. Then
he vanished. So the Lord told me,
this is
the fifth day your prayers are answered. Go. That was the following day was Sunday. Go and preach to your church.
So
that time we have relocated, they were not coming. I was going home. So I went home.
And I
preached that the seventh messenger is the last messenger.
And
the whole church believed. Because I told them how the Lord dealt with me in the rock.
So
when a man comes into face to face with God,
like
the prophet said, in a true sun overlook. Paragraph 2, 2, 5 down. He said, if a man comes face to face with God, something is different.
He
said, when a man
has
stayed in the presence of God, and then you meet that man in the morning. In the message, why are people so tossed about? The prophet said, that man, like in the morning, you go early in the morning and you see the dew on the flowers.
And
then you see the odors that is sent, that is coming out.
And you see
the butterflies and the bees jumping on the flowers.
Butterfly
just taking that good odor.
vachinyatsofembedza munhu uyu wakanaka.
The prophet said that is a man that has stayed in the presence of God.
Profita vanoti ndiye munhu agara muupo hwaMwari.
He would draw a beautiful flower.
Iye anotokweva kana kuti anova seruva rakanaka.
Which is giving good scent.
Riri kupa munhu uyu wakanaka.
And when the flower is strong flower,
zvino kana ruva iri,
it will bring fruit.
Kana ruva iri rasvika rinozobereka muchibereko kana kuti muchero.
So we want to see flower.
Isu tiri kuda kuona ruva
on the bright tree.
Riri pamuti wakajeka.
Because it is time for God to look for fruit on the tree.
Yanguva yekuti Mwari vatarise muchero pamuti wemwenga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want to speak on this subject.
Ndiroda kutaura pamusoro penyaya.
The meal that is sealed.
Hanzi chikafu.
Meal.
Chikafu chakasimbiswa.
That is sealed.
Chikafu chakasimbiswa.
I want us to just revive on these things again.
Isu tiri kuda kuti dzokere pamusoro pezvinhu izvi.
Tiwane rumutsiriro. What is revival?
Hanzi muprofita anoti rumutsiriro chii?
Revival is what we have.
Hanzi rumutsiriro ndo chatinacho.
In a matter in the presence of God unrecognized.
Maridzo inonzi the presence of God unrecognized.
Sister 40618.
640618.
That paragraph 3 and 4.
Paragraph 3 to 4.
That like as a stirring up of the water.
Zvakafanana nekubvongodzwa kwemvura.
Washes all the trash out of it on the bank.
Kunobvisa tsvina yese iripo yoenda kumahombe kombe.
That is what we need, a washing of unbelief.
Ndo chatinoda izvi, kugezwa kwekusatenda.
Out on the bend.
Koenda kumahombe kombe.
Let the word of God have preeminence.
Orega shoko raMwari rigova neutongi uzere.
That is what we need, a revival.
Izvi ndo zvatinoda, rumutsiriro.
And wash all the unbelief out and all the birth and then superstitions and things.
Rigobvisa kusatenda kose netumbo yuti nepfungwa dzose dzisiri dzekutenda shoko raMwari.
Come out and see that God is still God.
Kuti zvigobuda mugoona kuti Mwari achiri Mwari.
That is what we have revival for.
Dicho chikonzero tichiva nerumutsiriro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The meal that was sealed.
Chikafu ichi chakasimbiswa.
There was a special meal that God sealed.
Pane mbuva yakasimbiswa naMwari.
And we know God is our meal.
Zvino Mwari ndiyo mbuva yedu.
When you read a message that is best pains.
Mukaverenga maridzo inonzi best pain.
The prophet said in paragraph 84-85.
Profita unoti paragraph 84-85.
But you see, and the thing of it,
asi munoona nyaya yacho,
is so hard for many men.
Mwari ndo mbuva yedu.
And the prophet said, everyone, every living soul, you ought to live by a dead substance.
Hanzi nemuprofita munhu wose anorarama anofana kurarama nechinhu chine
chakafa. Something must die before you can live.
Pane chinofana kuti ufe, chinofana kufa kuti iwe uzorarama.
In a message, identify masterpiece of God.
Maridzo inonzi identify masterpiece of God.
Paragraph 38.
Paragraph 38.
He said, I was talking to a man that was a vegetarian.
Hanzi ndaitaura kune avo vasingadye nyama mumwe varume ava.
Not long ago.
Nguva pfupi yapfuura.
And he said to me,
zvino akati kwamusani,
well, I don't agree with you.
Hanzi handipindirani newe.
Well, he kind of give me a letter.
Hanzi akandipa tsamba.
Wanted to meet me privately.
Aida kusangana neni muchiwande pasina vanhu.
And said, Brother Branham, I always regard you as a holy man.
Akati Brother Branham, ini ndokutorai semunhu mutsvene akarurama.
He said, but when I heard you say you had ham and then eggs for breakfast.
Hanzi pandanzwa Brother Branham muchiti madya nyama.
I don't live.
Ini ndikasadya handirarame.
He said, but you see, you have to eat a hog and then kill a chicken.
Hanzi matokwanisa kudya hochi mukauraya huku.
I said, sir, we only live by dead substance.
Dika tichangamire isu tinotorarama nezvinhu zvakafa.
I don't care what you eat.
Ine handina basa nazvo kuti wadyi.
You eat vegetables.
Iwe unodya mirivo.
You eat.
Unodya.
You eat bread.
Unodya chingwa.
The wheat died.
Gorosi rakatofa.
If you eat corn,
ukadya chibage,
the corn dies.
Chibage chakafa.
If you eat beans,
ukadya beans,
the bean dies.
Beans dzakatorasikirwa
neupenyu. Whatever you eat,
chero chaunodya,
you can only live physically because something died that you could live.
Iwe kuti urarame, pane chimwe chinhu chatofa kuti iwe ugozokwanisa kuwana upenyu.
Now, whatever you do, even you drink milk, the bacteria, whatever, you have to live by dead systems.
Hanzi iwe nyangwe wanwa mukaka, zvimbuyu zvinogara mukaka zvinenge zvatofa kuti urarame.
And it only goes to proof if we have to live this natural life and can only do it by dead systems, something has to die so we could live eternally.
Zvinotoreva kuti kana tichifanira kuti tirarame panyama, pane chinonga chakafa, pamweyawo zvekare pane chakafa kuti tigorarama nokusingaperi.
That is Jesus Christ, and God gave us as a ransom.
Ndiye Jesu Kristu, Mwari waakatipa sechitsiviso.
Hallelujah. Oh, there is a still meal. We are coming to it.
Zvino pane mbuva yakasimbiswa iripo tiri kusvika pairi.
In the message, the seed is not here with a shark.
Maridzo inonzi the seed is not air with a shark.
The prophet said,
Prophet
paragraph
128,
neither would a Christian eat on that dead and carrions from old denominational doctrines and things.
Zvino muKristu haadye panyama yeva nyama yakaora yevanhu yakabva mumasangano.
They want the word of God flesh.
Vanoda shoko raMwari.
The promise of the hour.
Vimbiso yenguva.
God promised rabbits in the days of Luther. He promised other things in the days of others.
Mwari vakavimbisa shuro munguva dzaLuther. Mune zvimwe zvizvarwa vakavimbisawo zvimwe.
But now he promised us a full square meal.
Zvino iko zvino vakati vimbisa mbuva yakazara muzvaro hwai.
The full seven course menu.
Inodyiwa munhanho dzinosvika nomwe.
For all the seven seals are open.
Nekuti zvisimbiso zvose zvinomwe zvakazarwa.
Everything is ready for the word of God for those who can receive.
Zvino zvinhu zvose zvakagadzirira shoko raMwari kune avo vanokwanisa kurigamuchira.
There was a seal meal.
Pane mbuva yakasimbiswa.
This is Jesus Christ.
Zvino ndiye Jesu Kristu.
Some few days back, he has multiplied bread.
Saka nguva dzapfuura idzi vanga vawedzera chingwa.
The people were excited when they saw the multiplication of bread.
Vanhu vakafara pavakaona kuwanda kwechingwa.
And they ate and they were filled.
Vakadya vakaguta.
And they took fragments, 12 baskets.
Ndokubva vatotora.
Breaking bread.
Vatotora chingwa changa chasaririra mabasket 12.
And they were very much excited.
Zvino vanhu vakafara kwazvo.
They were happy with Jesus Christ.
Vakafarira tenzi Jesu Kristu.
And they decided this is the man we must walk with.
Vakati uyu munhu ndiye munhu watinofanira kufamba naye.
The man that you walk with, you don't need to work, you eat.
Nekuti ukafamba nemurume uyu iwe haufani kuenda kubasa, unongodya chete.
So they were very happy to move with Jesus Christ. But when they saw him, they couldn't find him at the other side of the lake. Then they went round and they invited their friends, brother, Jesus has sailed to the other side. Let us follow him. This is a man to follow. This is a man that will always multiply bread. So they also just arrange for ship and they sail to the other side of the river. Sister, maybe you have also sailed to the other side of the river. Maybe you are also desperately looking for Jesus. But I don't know. Maybe you are looking for him because of bread. Maybe you are looking for him because of something that is flesh. Maybe worldly achievement. Maybe you want to be really or be a showman, somebody that people can admire. So they crossed over to the other side and they saw Jesus. Oh, Master, when did you come to this side of the river? We have been looking for you desperately. Oh, Jesus, he knows your heart. He knows where you are looking for him. He knows where you are in this church. He looked at them. He said, you people, you are not looking for me because of the miracles. You saw the discernment. You saw everything. You called me Beelzebub. You saw the raising of the dead. All the miracles you saw, the Messiah sign was identified among you. But you rubbish it and you call all those signs and miracles. That is, it comes from
Beelzebub.
But today, you are here because of bread. Then this one look at his friend. Brother. That is common with this man. He knows what is in our heart. You see him? But he could not even change the amend. He said, today, if you are come, I'm going to give you bread again. The people say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then this one will tell his brother, it is good that we are here. There is going to be another multiplication of bread. Brother, we don't need to work to follow this man. You will always see bread. Jesus said, today's bread is different from the other one. They jump again. Hallelujah. Wonderful bread. Today, I will break my body. This is the bread I'm going to give to you. I'll break my body. I will squeeze my blood and give for you for a drink. Otherwise, you people have got no life. But if you eat my flesh and you drink my blood, you have an eternal life. The people say, Master, we didn't hear you well. Can you say, repeat it again? Say, I'm saying, I'm going to break my body today. This flesh, I'm going to divide it among you. And then you'll drink my blood. Brother, today there will be no bread. Looking at how things are going, I don't think there will be bread today. So for me, if this is the message, brother, I'm departing. I will just go and then hustle so that I'll get bread, because today there's no bread here. So they started departing. The multitude left. The whole crowd left. Oh, Jesus was narrowing his church. In the evening service, the 70 were still present. The 70 disciples. They were in the church. Jesus preached the same sermon.
A
statue, eat my flesh and drink my blood. My blood, you have no life. So the leader of the 70s,
our
master, what is happening? You preach this same sermon in the morning. And a lot of your converts left. And then you are preaching the same sermon again. Master, can't you change this message? Jesus said, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness. They are all dead. And this bread that I gave to you, when you eat this bread, you will die. But the bread that I will give to you, it is bread that will lead you to eternal life. The 70s were also offended. Master, if we cannot change your sermon, we are also going. Like Brother Branham said, evangelists always preaching repentance. They sent him to a city to preach. The first day, repent. The second day, repent. The third day, repent. So the man went to him, my friend. Can't you change your sermon? The people have not repented. When they repent, I'll change it. Hallelujah. So when these people also departed, then Jesus told the 12. Still, there was one among them that could also not eat that seal meal. Hallelujah. He said, the words that I speak to you, that is the bread I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Sister 3, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. Don't say sister 3. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him.
God
gave his children a good meal in the Garden of Eden. They were living on eternal life. The tree of life was their meal. When you read the book of Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 11.
Proverbs chapter 11.
30.
Verse 30.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And then he that winneth soul is wise. The fruit for the righteous is a tree of life. And if you eat the tree of life, you bear fruit of life. So Adam was feeding on this tree. But when sin got in, he was cut from the tree. There was no way for him to go back to that tree. And God had to seal that meal. That meal that was given eternal life was sealed. He called the cherubims to seal the tree of life. So the man could not go go back to the tree of life. The prophet said in Revelation chapter 5,
Revelation chapter 5, paragraph 291.
You notice these cherubims that John saw, they might have being interested in keeping the tree of life. So they must be interested in human beings. Or read Genesis. Getting back to Genesis again, they kept the tree of life. They guided it. The way of life. The way of life. How is the way? Jesus said, I am the way. I am that bread that comes from God out of heaven. If any man eat this bread, he will live forever. Now, there is a way back to the tree of life. Nowadays, I want to show now and make this sure it is an altar. Now, this might have been an altar at the Garden of Eden. I tell you why. Do you remember both Cain and Abel came up here to worship? So that showed that God's altar was moved and set here at the Garden of Eden. And the only way back to Eden is by the altar. Here you are again. Back to Eden through the altar. And they were to keep that way there. They guide it. That they couldn't get back there until this altar was covered with blood. Oh God, can people see it? See, nothing but the blood. There has to be an atonement at the mercy seat there. This altar of judgment must become a mercy seat. And when this altar in the blood is lifted, they will stand on that judgment day, the fire of God's wrath to guard that tree again. Only one thing will enter into this gate to Eden again will be through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That was the only way to get back to Eden again. And the prophet said, in the message, sir, we will see Jesus, tell us. Paragraph 26. 64:0304. God was called on the scene when sin was first committed in the Garden of Eden. And he had to make a decision how he would redeem men. And it was by shedding innocent blood. Nothing can change that. When God says anything, it is eternally right. Because He is eternal and His word was eternal. So now God has to set His altar right from heaven at the east gate. And when the altar was being lowered from heaven, it was a judgment throw.
Because
there was no blood on the altar. But God has made a provided way for you. Right in His name, before the foundation of the world, a lamb was slain. So in the altar, in those men, there was a provision for you. But when he lowered the altar, God needed a reality. It was a judgment throne at that
time.
That is where the cherubim has to push man from the Garden of Eden. You cannot face God's judgment. You cannot face the wrath of God. In a matter of preparation, Abraham says a lot of people are preparing themselves for destruction. So when the altar was lowered, God has to get an innocent animal. And when that innocent one was being slaughtered right in the face of Adam and Eve, and they put their hand on the sacrifice, confessing their sins. They saw the agony that innocent one was going through. It was bleeding, and then it was really suffering, that innocent one. Adam saw it. He saw the pains the innocent one went through. Brother, if you really know the pain Jesus went through, if you really see the agony that Jesus went through in the Garden of Gethsemane, I don't think we will behave the way we are behaving. Something will happen to you. So Adam saw the agony. It wasn't a perfect sacrifice. We see Moses also when he got the vision, and then God asked him to build a tabernacle. When he built it, God asked Moses to carry the original manna, first manna that fell, he must keep part of it and put it in the Holy of Holies. Exodus 16:33, and Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. And the prophet said in the message, speak to the rock. Hallelujah. That is 53:1115. He said, any priest that will ordain in that year, he has to be given a handful of that original manna. For him to have a test of the original manna. Hallelujah. But that manna was sealed. The cherubim was protecting that manna in the Holy of Holies. Nobody can reach that meal. Only the high priest was permitted to eat a handful. I believe somebody will eat a handful this evening. Because only the priest can eat this manna. And today, you are priest and king. That was the order of the day. And God was coming closer to his people. When the tabernacle was set and finished, there was a dedication. The prophet said in a message, dedication, paragraph 93. He said, when we came to the same dedication, we will see the pillar of fire finding its way into temples that are dedicated. If you will dedicate your temple tonight, if you come to the original dedication, the prophet said, in Easter seal, paragraph 80 says, he said, Jesus Christ, he came to that original dedication, and the pillar of fire found him. When Moses dedicated the temple, there was a provision for the pillar of fire. Remember, one day when David wanted to carry the ark, in a message trying to do God a service, the prophet said, Moses, David has never made any provision for the ark. But he went and carried it. That is why it landed into Obed-Edom's home. Sister, you must make provision before you carry the ark. But the second time there was provision made. The second time. When David made provision for where the ark should be, and he carried it according to the word of God on the shoulders of the Levites, oh, David saw the ark of God going to its socket. He danced until he became naked. Tonight, if the Holy Ghost will find his socket, if the ark of God will find his place, somebody will dance until you become naked. Hallelujah. The seal meal. It was sealed in the ark. One day, when they got to the promised land, it became a tradition. When the people want to sin, they will go and negotiate and buy a lamb. Brother, I want to buy this lamb. Next week, I will sin. So let me get it and then I'll tie it somewhere. So after I commit that sin, I will not have any problem. I've already got my lamb. So I will carry it to the priest. That was what they were doing. My brother, my sister, do not make room to sin. Don't do it. If by coincidence a righteous man sin, it is not sin. He did not deliberate. You see that the Holy Ghost will convict him or her. And then you come to the same original confession again. Oh Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to offend that brother. I'm sorry to offend that sister. I'm sorry to do this iniquity. Lord, I'm sorry. That is a son of God. Not the situation where you sin and then you save your neck. Sister, you are a daughter of God. You are a son of God. You are not a harbor for sin. You are not a warehouse for sin. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Brethren, we are moving into a dimension. I'm telling you, we are moving into a dimension. If you want to go to Canaan, sister, get ready to go to Canaan. If you are not ready to go, your color will show. Everyone's color will show. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fill me.
She carved out the
one day, God said, no, it is not good. It has become a tradition. So he just got the meal and steal it in human flesh. Steal it in Jesus Christ. The meal. Eternal life. The one that Adam was feeding on. Was sealed in human flesh. And Jesus was the meal. So the Bible says, only the Son of Man can provide that meal. Nobody else can give you that meal, but only the Son of Man. But He is sealed. Hallelujah. When Pastor was preaching, remember when the people came to Jesus, they're supposed even to have come, we have come to see Christ. They're supposed to have said, we have come here to see Christ. If they have got the revelation that He is Christ, they will have approached it in a different manner. When Peter got the revelation that He is Christ, nothing could separate him. Because that is Christ, the anointed. That was the one they were waiting for. I don't want you to see Jesus. You must see Christ. Hallelujah. Because the Jesus was just a tabernacle. Jesus came to them. They were seeing a man, Jesus. But they could not see Christ. Hallelujah. That is the problem with people. Oh, everybody, all the churches are calling Jesus, Jesus. They are all calling Jesus, Jesus. Listen, the prophet said, in the message, I've heard, but now I see. Hallelujah. Do what the prophet said. And Ben, I've heard, but now I see.
I have heard, but now I see.
Ah, good. Yeah. Hey, you know the job. Amen. He said, now I don't care. I'm reading from paragraph 193.
Paragraph 193.
I don't care how much the people act in these denominations. And they say they are looking for Christ. Their actions prove that they are not. That is right. Your actions speak louder than your words. All they are thinking about is getting denominations. Denominational members. But there are some people, one here, when there, that is looking for the coming of the Lord. They are watching. Though only those will He reveal. reveal himself to, only those will understand. Attitude of the churches proved that they are not waiting for him. So when this meal was sealed in human flesh, Jesus told them, you seek me not because of the miracles, but you are looking for physical bread. But there is a meal that is sealed in the Son of Man. There is a meal sealed. It is sealed in the Son of Man. He is the only one that can give you that meal. Hallelujah. It went over the head of the people. Because they don't even recognize him as the Son of Man. They were only thinking of that Son of David. They wanted to make him king. That was all what they were after. Hallelujah. Son of David. Son of David. Son of David. He did not come as Son of David. They must know the scripture. Because the iniquity of Jacob must be paid. They must know that there may be a sacrifice for sin. The iniquities must be paid. But they wanted to go to heaven without being paid. They wanted to see the millennium without being paid. Oh, Son of David. Oh, Son of David. Not Son of David, you must see Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They could not recognize him. They could not see him the way that the Bible identified, declare him. Oh, if it happened, the prophet said, can we also make that mistake? He said, yes, we can also make it. We can also make it. Because the very people that even followed Jesus, after the resurrection, they disbelief. They disbelief. And you say we can also make the same mistake. But God have mercy on us. The sealed meal. So when Jesus called them for the communion, he said, this is my body. When he took the bread and he broke it, hallelujah. Brother Bram said, in Christianity versus idolatry, he said, forget about those Catholic, how do they call it? Forget about those things. Because the body of Jesus must be broken. Not a situation they make those round things and then give to people. This is my body that is being broken for you. When you get to the communion, we must break the bread. Not those round things and then you come and pick. The prophet said, it is just bar. It was they were using it for bar. The sun god and the moon god. Hallelujah. That was what they were using for. And remember, the priest will drink all the wine. He will drink oil. And the people will be sitting looking at him drinking. Sometimes somebody might be bold and go and challenge a pastor. Priest, give me and let me also drink. Because if I don't drink the wine, I have really lost the blood. This is the blood of the New Testament. Hallelujah. He will drink it alone. Brother, that is why we have to receive a message that will call us from this foolishness to bring us to know our place in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seal meal. So when he called them and then he gave them the communion, he told Peter, this is just a symbol. This is just a symbol. But there is a special meal that you people may go to the upper room. What has been sealed, the Son of Man? Eternal life, Holy Ghost. That is sealing the Son of Man. You people must go to the upper room for the original communion. Hallelujah. The original communion. Amen. Oh my. And the people must go there with a good attitude. You must go with a genuine hunger.
He
said, hiding himself in simplicity. Hallelujah. Paragraph
353.
Amen. If you want to put it down, that's the sister 3, 0, 4, 1, 2.
353.
Friends.
353.
You got to get away from that starchy Pentecostal. Get away from that starchy. You have got to really die. You have got to really mean it. You got something. You got a partial hunger. But not a real hunger. You have got to make it genuine. When Peter spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them that had it. A genuine hunger. When they went to the upper room, the meal that was sealed, it was no more a sealed meal. It was an open meal. It was coming without anything covering it. It was the original pillar of fire again. And it came down upon the consecrated tabernacle. And each one of them received a portion of the meal. It was sealed in human flesh. And it came upon the people that were ready for the meal. And when they ate that meal, they were filled with eternal life. Brother Brown said in Easter Seal,
paragraph 118,
he said they received the abstract. They spoke heavenly language because they have eaten heavenly food. When you eat heavenly food, you speak heavenly language. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were filled with that meal. Let us not take chances. Sister, let us not presume. The prophet says some people say they have Holy Ghost. The prophet said, I don't argue with you. In a message, don't lean on your own understanding. Oh, I love that quote every day. Paragraph 40, he said, probably you met a ghost, not Holy Ghost. Some people met a ghost. Sister, if you meet the genuine Holy Ghost, you will produce exact result. Your dressing will change. Your character will change. It is not this man that will always come and hammer you. No! The prophet said, those old leaves will drop from you. It will drop. Hallelujah. In a message that is recognizing, acting, and then hearing, recognizing, paragraph 120 is it will drop automatically. Brother, you need that meal. You must praise yourself and get a portion of that meal and eat. And this end of time, there is a special meal also sealed in the Son of Man again. When they were eating the meal during the Pentecost age, but you go to a place, they say, we don't need this meal again. Hallelujah. They push him out. Message the feast of the trumpet. The prophet said, now listen. He said, the Holy Ghost, paragraph 243.
Paragraph 243.
The Holy Ghost has been bound for all this time in the river, the denominational rivers. For almost 2,000 years. But it is to be loose in the evening time. By the evening time message, the Holy Spirit back in the church again. Christ himself revealed in human flesh in the evening time. He promised it. Brother, that meal was really cut off. The denominational spirit, these demons, refused the people to eat that meal. And it became a tradition. But in the evening time, Jesus promised that the Son of Man will be revealed again. I remember the meal is always hid in the Son of Man. So in the evening time, we will see the ministry of the Son of Man. Not the Son of God. Read a message called trial. Not the Son of God. The Son of God was in the church ages. And when he goes to the Laodicea age, they push him out. But he said, the Son of Man will reveal himself again. To bring the sealed meal to the bride. Because the Holy Ghost has been bound. Like when they bound Samson, there was no revival again. But at this evening time, God sent the Son of Man. And the Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is where the ministry of Luke 17:30 has become a big problem. But listen, God interprets His word. Luke 17:30 is the ministry of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But remember,
Brother Branham,
God told him in a message standing in the gap. Listen. Standing in the gap. Paragraph 121.
Paragraph 121.
And he said,
you know,
But that was the prophets of the Old Testament. You have been called to be there in a much higher office than that. He said, you have more gifts besides that. That was God speaking to the prophet. You was called to pray for the sick and to preach the gospel. And in the apostolic form, you know of greater things, many a great gift. And he said, why do you wait for me to move you every time before you move? Where is your reward? God was speaking to the prophets that you were put in an office higher than the Old Testament prophets. Hallelujah. Why? Because Brother Branham was in the same office like Jesus Christ. Jesus was higher than all the prophets. And if Brother Branham is higher than all the Old Testament prophets, who is he? He must stand in the shoes of Jesus Christ. Listen. The Holy Ghost has been bound. So it could not finish its work in the Laodicean age. So God has to become flesh again. As it happened in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. When God became flesh, and the prophet said, in souls in prison, paragraph 3, 4, 7, and 8, he said, perfection comes by three times. Perfection is in three. And he said, the ministry brings perfection when it reproduces Christ again in human flesh. Listen, that is where people make a mistake. Don't say Brother Branham is Jesus Christ. That is how they put him there, and he said, in the blue serpent, I stop preaching because you make me to meet God as an antichrist. But listen, why we have a special ministry today is that God's wrath is coming upon this earth. So he has to send out words, Malachi 4. And the prophet said, Malachi 4 is really to bring Luke 17:30 into fulfillment. Hallelujah. That is why, when you read what's the attraction on the mountain, paragraph 1:4-8, the prophet said, our last message to the church, the last message is, that is Revelation 10, 1 to 7. And then Luke 17:30. That is the sign. In the message, the voice of the sign. Paragraph 2:6-7. The prophet said, Malachi 4 is the voice. But Luke 17:30 is the sign. Hallelujah. Amen. So we may see the sign of the Messiah. Hallelujah. Brethren, this is the rapturing faith. That is why Abraham's body was changed. When he saw God in flesh. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
0627.
0627.
Safe number. Hallelujah. Listen. That's 63. 0627. Paragraph 131.
Paragraph 131.
Oh, says, these Samaritans, I'm reading from 30. These Samaritans, they were half Jew and Gentile. They believe in the same God that the Jews believe in. And they were looking for the coming Messiah. Now, the Messiah only will appear to those who are looking for him. Now we Gentiles, we wasn't looking for no Messiah at that time. We never saw any. But this is our day. So the Samaritans was looking for a Messiah. And if the Messiah was on earth, it is duty bound to the Samaritan people to identify himself like he was to the Jews. Hallelujah. But he did not reveal himself to any Gentile. But the ministry of the Son of Man is Jesus Christ himself. But Jesus cannot bring his glorified body again. That is where people make mistakes. When we say Jesus has come, he has come as the Son of Man. He has not come as the Son of David. Jesus has to come as a Son of Man again. He was Son of Man in the days of Peter. He was Son of God in the days of the church ages. But when they push him out, he has to come again as Son of Man. To call us out from denominationalism. Read Rising of the Sun.
The Rising of the Sun.
Paragraph 93 down.
Paragraph 93.
The prophet said, as the Son of Man called them from denomination, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man again will call us from denomination. So that is why in the trial, called trial, Brother Bram said, I am here as a witness. When you read it, say, I am here as a witness. If what Jesus did in those days is not repeated now, then the word of God is not true. And we supposed to see Luke 17:30 manifested. Hallelujah. And that is Jesus Christ himself. Brother, that Brother Bram said, he said, try to understand. Bad pain. Do I have bad pains here? He said, my brother, try to understand. Hallelujah. God has to become flesh again. But the glorified body is kept in heaven. Because God cannot use it. When you read Future Home, the prophet said, the body of Jesus is kept in heaven. In Awakening Jesus, paragraph 224.
Paragraph 224, Book of the Tower.
The body of Jesus cannot come here again. It must remain in heaven. But the Spirit came back upon the church on the day of Pentecost. But when they put the Holy Ghost out, then God has to come again to fulfill Luke 17:30. The ministry of one man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what they don't want to hear. The prophet said, in where it has to be shepherd, he said, they were against one man ministry. They said, no, God cannot make that mistake. How can God entrust everything in the hand of one man? That is why the ministry of Brother Branham, people don't seem to understand. People want to make denomination. They want to make organization. So when Brother Branham was moving with the Pentecostals, they thought he would join them to make organization. But when he stayed one day and said, denomination is of the devil. Organization is satanic. The people say, hey, this man. They started to pull away from him. But that was the need for us. Because if he didn't stand and rebuke denomination to use the sword to rent the veil of denomination, like when he rent, when Jesus cried, it is finished. The denominational veil rent. When Brother Branham also cried against the denomination, the veil rent. And then we saw God. We were liberated. Oh, the prophet said, I think in a message, prisoner. Is it parallel 70 there? He said, we are in the free age. We are in the free age. Nobody can buy the bride again. Sister, you are free. You are liberated from all those bondage. That is why you can eat this meal. This is a sea meal. Oh, listen before I close. The prophet said, this day this scripture is fulfilled.
Paragraph 175.
I stood there a little bit till the Holy Spirit revealed it. And I said, the entire Bible, as much as being revealed to man through justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in Jesus' name, and all these things has been revealed. But there is secrets that is hid inside. Because the Bible is sealed with seven seals. I must go there to find it. And that morning, when those seven angels come down and blessed the earth and rot flew every way, seven angels stood there and said, return back to Jeffersonville from where you come from. And the seven seals seals of the seven mysteries will be opened. Hallelujah. There is a hidden mystery in the Bible. Although a whole lot has been revealed in all the church ages, but there was a hidden mystery that could only be revealed at the end time. That was the mystery Daniel had wanted to know. That was the mystery that all the Jews wanted to know. When will you restore the kingdom? The mystery of the Antichrist. The mystery of rapture. All those mysteries were hidden to be revealed at the end time by the ministry of the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is where Brother Branham has to go west.
No, Brother Branham,
to connect the angels. To bring the seal meal. Because there is a special meal reserved for special people. Hallelujah. That is why this meal could never be eaten by the Pentecostals. When you read the Feast of the Trumpet, the prophet said the Jews could not know this meal. When they hung Jesus on the cross, they did not know it was a sacrifice. But the prophet said, we the Gentiles, we have seen the sacrifice and we have eaten the sacrifice. Hallelujah. So in the Feast of the Trumpets, he said, there is going to be a feast of recognition, not a feast of eating, but recognizing the rejected meal. Israel rejected the meal, but you have eaten that meal. Hallelujah. Or you have eaten it. But in the Feast of the Trumpets, hallelujah. Listen, maybe we can read it before we close. Feast of the Trumpets, paragraph 251.
Paragraph 251.
Oh, how perfect. Get it, you preachers. See, don't miss it, ministers. In this Feast of Pentecost, which is represented in Leviticus 23, 26, or 23 and 24, is a feast of mourning. It is not a killing of a feast. Not a feast of killing. The atonement was killed, rather. In Leviticus 16, that is where it was killed, and they had to sprinkle the blood seven times on the mercy seat. So, in Leviticus 16, we, the Gentiles in the seven church ages, we receive the grace to eat the meal. But in this place, it is call Israel to mourn for their sins. How perfect it is today. It is not the re-killing of it. Like Moses symbolized by striking the rock the second time. It didn't work. Not a killing of a feast, but a mourning of the rejecting of the atonement. Oh man, this will be the trumpets, the feast. Be rejected, then their Messiah will be made known. Hallelujah. 260. He said, they say, oh man, did we actually miss seeing him Was that the atonement? And we have made it, oh God. And they said, they just separate themselves and mourn for this. What is it? The atonement, sadness. This time, they came in of the making known atonement is not the regular atonement of being killed, like in Leviticus 16. But 23 is a mourning time of their sins, and their sins was they rejected it. Hallelujah. So listen, Israel supposed to have eaten the meal, but they refused to eat it. But we have eaten that meal. That is why we can know what we are. Brother said, I thank God I know what I know. That is why you know what you know. Because you have eaten the meal. But Israel rejected it. But because they we are privileged, it was sealed in the Son of Man. And William and Branham, he is the vessel Jesus used to feed the bride. In future home, he said, now, we have recognized our husband. Because there has been an Eliezer who has introduced us to our husband. So the marriage is over. Hallelujah. We are no more for the marriage. Permit me to read this code before I close. That's hallelujah. That's proving his word. Give me.
Proving his word.
Give me. Proving his word. It's two books. If you can find both. Brother, this is the time for us to know where God has placed us. This food meal cannot be eaten anywhere. But why are you eating it? Because you were predestinated for this food. To know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. That is why, really, we must always let you people have appetite for this book. Hallelujah. If you cannot read, you can hear. Hallelujah. As we preach it to you, you will hear. And that Christ in you will always say amen to God's word. And if you can read, read. Hallelujah. Now listen as we are closing. Proving his word. He said, now remember, that was not Jesus talking to Abraham there. Proving his word. Paragraph 236.
Proving
his
word.
Jeffersonville, the one you preach in Jeffersonville. That is 640816.
240816.
236. It was not Jesus talking to Abraham there. That could discern the thoughts in Cyrus' men behind him. That was not Jesus. He had not yet been born. But it was a man in human flesh. And Abraham called him Elohim. The great Almighty. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, now watch close. In the days of Sodom, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. In the days of Sodom, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. When the Son of Man is being revealed, not no more as a church, no more, The bride is called. When the Son of Man reveals that it is not a church issue, it's not church easy. It is the bride calling time. Hallelujah. He said, now, no more, but the bride is called. In that day, the Son of Man will be revealed. To do what? To join the church to the head. Unite the marriage of the bride. The bridegroom call will come right through this. When the Son of Man will come down and come in William Marion Branham in human flesh. The Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will come down in human flesh. Are you seeing it? Hallelujah. But remember, his body is already kept in heaven, the glorified body. But when we talk of a Son of Man, it's a prophet. The Son of Man is a prophet. When he walked to Abraham, he was a prophet, human flesh. When he came to Abraham's seed, Peter and the rest, it was a prophet, human flesh. So we must also see a prophet, human flesh. Hallelujah. So he's saying here, the Son of Man, who is Jesus Christ, will come down in human flesh. To unite the two together. The church has to be the Word. Because He is the Word. And the two unite together. And to do that, it will take the manifestation of the revealing of the Son of Man. Not a clergyman. I don't know. Do you see what I mean? See, it's a Son of Man. Jesus Christ will come down in William Marion Branham. In human flesh. Among us. And will make His word so real that it will unite the church and Him as one. The bride. And then He will go home to the wedding supper. He is already united. See, we go to the wedding supper, not to the marriage. The marriage is over. You are married. We are going to pray. If you never ate this meal, which can unite you to your husband, to eat your husband and become like your husband, there is something short in you. You are missing something. We are going to really be honest to ourselves. Sister, without the Holy Ghost, forget everything. If there is something that you must be very, very anxious to obtain, it's the Holy Ghost. The seal meal. It is now just at your hands now. Who eat this meal? It is no more hidden meal for you. It is an open meal. While everyone is sitting on his chair now, every eye closed, If you never ate this meal, be honest to yourself. Stand on your feet. Say, Lord, I love to eat this meal. This sealed meal, which only the Son of Man can give. And the Son of Man is sealed. God bless you, my sister. Let us approach God with all reverence. Because we cannot afford to miss the rapture. This world is not our home. No matter your achievement on this earth, no matter your status and whatever you make on this earth, there is a home. That's where Jesus went ahead of us to make room for you. The prophet said, it is not in my Father's home there are many mansions. But he said, it is in my Father's kingdom there are many palaces. There is a palace waiting for you because you are a king. Lord, thank you for your people are standing on their feet. God bless you, my sister. The seal meal. God bless you, sister. Be honest, because we must really be very sincere. Just tell Jesus, it is not me coming to church, but it is me eating the meal, eating Christ. God bless you. Let us pray. Just open your heart now. Open your heart, my daughter. Because you cannot afford this meal. The people walk out of it. But Peter stayed on and ate the meal. Precious Lord, Father, there are many children standing on their feet this hour. Indeed, Lord, there is nothing that can produce eternal life but the meal that is sealed. But we here we are, privileged enough to receive a prophet that has come to reveal this meal in its fullness to us. Denominations cannot eat, so they all back off. They back off from the meal. They were reserving it for only the bride, because only the bride can eat this meal. Father, thank you this hour for the people that have got that desire on their hearts. It happened on the day of Pentecost. When the people ate the meal and they came down, they started. They were acting like drunkards. They were speaking with new tongues. They were in a different dimension. And the people asked them, how can we also get this meal? Dr. Peter, just show them the key. The prophet said, it will take an anointed man to unlock the door for the glory of God to be upon the people. Father, we are unlocking the door for your people. We are setting the key on the door, Jesus, to unlock it. That the blessing behind this door must be upon your people, Lord. Fill each one of them with the Holy Ghost. That is the only meal that we cannot afford to lose. Father, fill your people. This church must be on fire. The prophet said, if God can get even five people on fire, the whole Harare here will be on fire. But we want to get fire. May the fire come upon your people. Bless this church. Bless my friend. Bless everyone here. Father, you know that we have got a special duty. honesty to be honest to these people and preach the whole truth to them. Because this is what will bring the transformation. Thank you, Lord. As we go home, reveal yourself more and more to these people. Let them hear that still small voice. Speak to their heart. Let them know that there is nothing on earth that will really surpass, Father, the Holy Ghost baptism, that they might walk into it regardless of whatever will really be a block in their way. That each one of us may be filled with the Holy Ghost. We are looking for the coming of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful that you have given us opportunity to speak to your bride. May your people go home. Is there anyone sick here? Is there anyone has got a problem here? Father, at the preaching of this truth, may you manifest your power among us. The prophet said, if indeed I preach the truth, it is an obligation on Jesus to confirm his word. Father, here we are. Come and prove your word among us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.